It's The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Diana O'Carroll, our guest this week, Adrian Thrasher from Great Ormond Street Hospital and Tim Cox from Addenbrooke's Hospital. We're talking gene therapy. We have a host of questions for both of you. I don't know who wants to kick off this one, but Tom Currell on Facebook, maybe Adrian, he's asking, because I think you made a sort of mention of this, what does it actually take to turn off a defective gene, Adrian?
We don't need to turn off a defective gene, but the nature of the mistake is usually such that the gene is off anyway, so that if we put a functioning gene back in, that fixes the problem. In some cases, it is necessary to turn off a defective gene, and there are several strategies that can address it. So, for example, you can address it at the RNA level, so encourage RNA degradation by using homologous RNA sequences, or in fact, you could target enzymes that will make deletions within that specific gene and thereby destroy it.